We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
David Lombardi.
Are you preparing yourself? Like, I'm asking you right now.
I'm sitting back waiting. I'm preparing myself for a trade. I'm personally, it sounds like they're going to trade him.
Yeah, it does.
And I look, I'm not going to get irate over it and whatnot. I'll look at the conversation. I'll trust the process.
Yeah, but I'll still be disappointed.
To me, it's not good business. This is bad business. And this is the type of move. You got Purdy going into a contract. What happened if Purdy takes a step back and then we're going to be pointing, well, you have Brandon Ayuk. Are you still going to reset the quarterback market with him?
Well, I was going to say, maybe they're thinking, you know, we take a step back with the quarterback. Maybe we save $15 million a year. I don't know.
Possibly.
Like, that's an elite tight end, though. But see, but again, I'm a salary cap nut. But like $15 million is a top-tier tight end in the NFL. A top-tier tight end. So every million you save here and there, you could spread all over the place.
Let's go to Nathan in San Ramon. Nathan in San Ramon, what's happening?
Hi.
What's up, Nathan?
Hi. I don't think the Niners should trade Ayuk because we should be really building a team around Brock Purdy. And if you trade Ayuk, that's not building a team around him. That's like destroying the chances of him. Like, if he was like the most targeted by Purdy, then it's not going to work that way.
I agree. How old are you, young man?
11 years old, right?
Yeah.
Nice. What school do you go? Are you on your way to school right now?
Sixth grade?
No, I'm in fifth.
Nice.
Are you on your way to school right now?
No.
Oh.
Are you chilling? What you doing? Just taking a day off?
It's the morning, so I'm not. School's not ready yet. So.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite player on the Niners?
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think the Niners feel the same way.
All right. Hey, Nathan, do me a favor today.
Mm-hmm.
Crack them damn books, okay?
Okay.
All right, Nathan. Good call, man. Call
I
us back.
I love Vontae being like the mentor. Crack the books.
Nah, it's
like he's Jim Brown in all the movies at the end when like Jim Brown visits all the kids. Crack them books. Join the gang.
G.I. Joe PSA announcement.
That's what I'm saying.
End.
I love that.
No, it's Tony Soprano after rewatching The Sopranos and AJ sitting there and they're showing a commercial at Yale, Harvard. And Tony's like, don't even think about Harvard or Yale. Said, you better crack them damn books.
No, what they call it and say, Jackie Jr.'s dead. And then he looks and says, see what happens?
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Hey, dude, Rutgers. Every time I think of Tony Soprano, I think of Rutgers. You lasted a semester at Rutgers.
What a whack job.
888-957-9570. Let's lock in on the Ayuk situation. Michael Silver's
great call from the young man.
Great calls. They moved up six spots to get Ayuk, 25th overall. He's turned into a playmaker. 75 catches last year, 1342. Tying the team lead with 7 touchdown catches. And don't forget about the playoffs. The catch against Detroit. What about the Green Bay game? I mean, this guy is a stud. Precise route runner, polished. You heard how Filippone thought of him. Here's a Pittsburgh perspective. Here's Andrew Filippone. He just joined us at 650.
He was great.
3-7, the fan in Pittsburgh. Here's his thoughts on the Steelers being interested in Brandon Ayuk.
I know for a fact that the Steelers are still very interested.
Oh, boy.
There are a lot of guys in their front office who are looking at that Eagles model with the A.J. Brown trade and thinking, this is the guy we need to kickstart things for us and bring the most out of our quarterbacks who are one-year deals, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, their assistant GM, the guy who is setting the draft board for them. His name is Andy Weidel. He was with the Eagles before he came here. last offseason. So, yeah, if the 49ers want to do business, the Steelers are ready.
Steelers are ready.
So, like, I keep coming back to, you know, what works out for the Steelers and what they're coveting isn't necessarily where they're at as a franchise. It isn't necessarily where the Niners are at right now. And I just look at, like, if you believe in the infrastructure, do you believe in Kyle Shanahan as an architect of an offense? If you believe in Brock Purdy as a quarterback, you know, and you believe that a run-first system is how they're going to operate, then you're probably going to devalue all the receivers in general, just in general, not isolating Ayuk, just in general. Like, I don't think it's a great business model to set the market when it comes to wide receiver impact for pay. I think that it's not a sound team building strategy for this team. You're going to end up having to pay the quarterback. It's inevitable at some point. I would prefer to keep Brandon Ayuk around, but you got a $30 million tackle.
How's Purdy going to look without Brandon Ayuk?
What's he going to look like? How can anyone know? He's been his best player.
This is what we know.
Time will tell.
This is what we know. In the three games that Debo missed.
Yes.
Because we had the Minnesota game, Monday night game. Remember, IU got all the targets in the first half, and for some reason, the second half, he had like one target. It was like, what is going on here? Those three games without Debo and Trent Williams.
But what about the playoff second half when Debo didn't play against the Green Bay Packers and he led them back in the rain?
Yeah, with Brandon Ayuk, right?
No doubt. No, and Brandon Ayuk had one of the big plays of that drive.
Right. The Detroit game had one of the big plays. So, listen, man. 17-17-17 without playmakers. That was the point score for the 49ers during that three-game losing streak. With both players, Debo and Brandon Ayuk, because we started to underrate Debo. There was a lot of chatter last season about Debo, get rid of Debo, this and that. He came back in gravitational pull, and Brock Purdy's talking about it. I just feel settled when Debo's in a huddle.
For sure.
And Debo started balling out. We was like, oh yeah, remember Debo? He's a baller. You got one of the best duos in football. Now I know what happened in the Super Bowl. That was a really good defense. Spagnuolo had a great game plan with the Kansas City Chiefs. I get it. And that was a bad look. But boy, Brandon Ayuk, you take him off this football team. And look, and here's the other thing. Are we not allowed to not trust Kyle Shanahan when it comes to drafting wide receivers? Now, they did move up and groom Brandon Ayuk, but they've whiffed on a lot of guys in San Francisco. Those are the truth. Those are facts.
Yeah, but two of the best drafted wide receivers in 25 years have come via Kyle Shanahan's draft.
And why would we want to break that up?
He's been long tenured.
We want to break that up.
No, I don't want to break it up.
No, I know you don't want to break that up, but also that they tried the other compliments. Dante Pettis, second-round pick. You whiffed.
What about
Danny Gray? You whiffed.
Juwan Jennings?
Juwan Jennings is okay. He's solid.
Pretty good size.
It's coming
Ronnie
along.
Bell, we'll
it's
see. Coming he's along. A late-round pick.
You know, Richie James Jr.
I just look at
he
this.
He became a player. Hell, he's a Super Bowl champion now. What? Go figure with the Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, I'm looking at like what Kansas City did, and I know everyone goes, well, they've got Andy Reid, and they've got Patrick Mahomes. But from a business model, I respect what they've done. Legarius Sneed was dominant this year, specifically against the Niners. And they had a bunch of different guys that they wanted to retain, and they had a little bit of a stockpile in the secondary, and they said, you know what, we're going to trade him. We're not going to sign him. Now, we'll see if it ends up working out. They did the same thing with Tyreek Hill, and somehow, some way, they've made it work. Somehow, some way. Now you can say, Joe, they got the great equalizer in Patrick Mahomes. Well, maybe Kyle Shanahan's viewing Brock Purdy that way. And he's saying that, you know, because it's my side of the ball, I have more of an impact on trying to scheme guys open because I am going to be the architect of that offense.
Possibly.
Or maybe he's targeting someone that he thinks could be better than Ayuk down the road. No, I think that's I got to see that part of it, but I kind of get where they're going. I think that also the Debo Samuel money, like, you know, it's kind of locked them in. They're kind of stuck between no man's land here. I don't think Javon Hargrave's money was great money spent. And then you're paying Nick Bosa a boatload of money. Like a boatload of money, right? You can't pay everyone in the modern age.
So I want to know who's cool with trading Brandon Ayuk. Draft season. It's tomorrow. Starts tomorrow. We're in draft season right now. We got prospects. We got draft crushes. 888-957-9570. Where are we at with Ayuk? David Lombardi joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday talking about the number to look for when it comes to Brandon Ayuk's guaranteed money.
as far as agents, the number that you need to look at is fully guaranteed money, not injury guaranteed money, fully guaranteed money. Tyreek Hill's got 52.7 million or 52.5 million of fully guaranteed money. And I think Ayuk has missed one game since his rookie year. I think that he has every right to ask for more than $50 million in fully guaranteed money. 49ers have every right to take exception to that because they might not be able to fit that into their realistic budget. And if he's going to stay with the 49ers happy for a long time, then they're going to have to find acceptable middle ground and agree to that.
All right, so that's David Lombardi here. David Hernandez on YouTube. How about make Ayuk finish out his contract? Why is no one saying that? Wouldn't Nick Bosa finish out his rookie contract?
That's just not how the NFL works.
It's not how it works.
It's a non-guaranteed sport, and these guys aren't going to step on a field where they could have, like at practice, you could do a Deshaun Watson and tear your ACL.
Right.
It's just, you're not acutely aware of the modern NFL.
Nick Bosa didn't even come to training camp last year, for crying out loud.
I mean, come on.
Nobody's doing that. You get hurt or whatnot. So
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nobody said anything about Nick Bosa doing it. Why is there a problem with Brandon Ayuk?
And Jimmy Garoppolo did the same thing.
Right.
He wouldn't get on the real practice field until they reworked the deal.
Exactly.
There's lots of examples of guys not getting on the field. This is not like an Ayuk thing. Ayuk's not being a diva. He's doing what is right by his business, and the Niners are doing right by themselves. And look, I'm still hoping that he stays on the team because then I don't have to draft his replacement immediately right away, and it opens up my draft board for other wide receivers that I think would be extremely versatile in the slot. They could use this, like Ladd McCaffrey, this guy, the Ladd kid.
From Georgia.
The kid from Florida, Purcell, would be Georgia is one guy. The kid from Florida is another guy. These would be unbelievable additions to the offense with Brock Purdy, but I can't even look at them if I'm getting rid of Ayuk because I need a guy who can play X on the line, getting pressed, and play on the outside.
Exactly.
So now I'm limiting what I'm targeting in the draft.
That's why I'm not trying to move this guy. David Lombardi, is there a way for the Niners to trade Ayuk and become better?
Somebody would have to be desperate. You would have to get that inflection point, the deadline pressure to encourage a team to send something to the 49ers to where they could get an immediate impact player with that pick that would bolster their offensive line right away. I think that's because when I look at this team, I see like one real statistical weakness, and it was the pass protection, namely on the right side. So you would have to, I think, bolster the right tackle spot very specifically. But nothing would be guaranteed. I mean, even if they were able to somehow trade up in the top half of the first round, I mean, to me, it's remarkable that in 2020, they were able to get a top half of the first round pick for DeForest Buckner. They obviously didn't spend it right. I mean, Javon Kinlaw, that never lived up to what they needed from that pick, but the value that they got for DeForest Buckner in that trade was, to me, remarkable, especially in retrospect now that we see what these players are going for. So say that they got something similar for Brandon Ayuk, and then they nailed the pick, and that guy turned into Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs was a good example from 2020. In that case, they could theoretically be better, right? Because their pass protection, the biggest weakness, will have been improved.
Yeah, I disagree with that take from David Lombardi wholeheartedly. Everything about it. First of all, DeForest Buckner was a bad trade. It turned out to be a bad trade. There's nothing to spend. Now, I know the team has had success, but that position group, you're still trying to fill it up.
But they had three,
Jalen Hargrave did not perform last year, and Javon Kinlaw is already in New York City.
No, but the way they viewed it, I'm just real quick, and I'll let you finish. Right. Armstead, Jimmy Ward, and Kinlaw was how they view it. And I think they're kind of viewing this thing the same way, where we can get two or three or four players as opposed to the one.
Well, Jimmy Ward, we know how he showed his butt.
He was really good, though.
He was solid.
I mean,
but that's one player. The other two did not perform at a high level.
I would agree.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you can have three players for the price of one, but those three players may not add up to that player.
But they
I said that. Despite that bad trade.
Point.
You know, Armstead, I heard everybody when he left. Everybody was like, bye. Who is he to ask for a restructured contract? I know how you guys talked about Kinlaw. Just because you got three players for the price of one doesn't mean that you're better. Those two players could be stiffs. Those two players may not be as productive. So I'm not with that. And so, if you do draft an offensive lineman, can you get better? But who's playing opposite of Debo? That's the thing. And I get it. I get it with this draft. You got a lot of wide receivers and everything like that. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be some bumps in the road if you trade Brandon Ayuk and try to get this rookie or somebody up to speed.
Is it too simplistic to boil it down to you either trust them to be good at the draft or you don't?
You did lose Adam Peters. This is the first draft without Adam Peters.
Well, that's
going to be very intriguing.
Well, that's the team I think no one's talking about is the 2 second-rounders that Washington has and the ability to be able to either execute those picks, move down, move up with those picks. Like, that's the team I think I'm targeting. If they take quarterback, let's say Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels and Ayuk play together at Arizona State.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Jaden Daniels is going to need a top target. Oh, they got Terry McLaurin. Oh, they're probably going to move Doxson. So let's say you get 2 seconds or a second, a third, and Doxson. I don't think Doxson's anywhere near as good as Brandon Ayuk. But maybe they're viewing it as, now I've got 3 swings at it as opposed to the one player. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they are. Let's go to TC in Sacramento. TC, what's happening?
Hey, what's up with my two bros, Bonte, Butch? What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Before we get started.
What's up, TC?
Oh, man, just vibe. Hey, man, just vibe and check it out, man. Look, my king's going to be our man. We're going to strap our boots like the Warriors, man, and we're going to get up and take another shot at it. It's going to be a nice summer. When we're talking Niners right now, I just want to get that out the way. Check it out. Hey, since we trade Ayuk, right? Y'all know how I feel about Ayuk. Y'all really know how I feel about Shanahan and Lynch. Really Shanahan. But look, check it out. I'm going to tell everybody, Niners fans and media. If we trade IU for a top 15 pick, like you said, do we really trust Kyle and John to pick the right person? Bro, I don't. Do we really trust these dudes, bro? Say if we did, say if we stumbled across 2 first-round picks. Do we trust these dudes, bro, to make the right pick? No. BA needs to be back, dude. Brock needs that dude. Period, point blank. It's a lot of nice receivers is deep in this draft, bro, but we need to bring B.A. back and add to that. I don't trust Kyle and John, bro, to have 2 first-round picks, let alone our 31 pick, to make the right pick, dog. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
TC, I feel your pain. I just keep wrapping my head around it because it's not a matter of if they can pay Ayuk. It's whether or not they're willing to pay Ayuk the number that he wants. I'm kind of like, it's going through the forest, and everybody likes to do mazes. You're going through the forest, through the trees, trying to find your way home. I like to just get on the chopper. Just take me to the end game. Forget all the forest. I'm not going through all that. I'm not getting down to dirty no more. The bottom line, basically what I'm saying is, to me, it sounds like at the end of the day, the Niners just don't want to pay Ayuk the number that he wants. And the number that he wants, from what it sounded like to me, is anywhere from 25 to 28 to 30 million. He wants the Debo money. He sees Debo getting $28 million. He's like, dude, I'm the guy out here. When they need a third down, and it's 3rd and 8, and Brock Purdy has to drop back and make a play and throw it to a wide receiver, he's throwing it to me, not Debo. That's what Ayuk's probably thinking. That's what his family's probably thinking. It's like, dude, look at my production on the limited targets that I had. Boy, if I had targets like CeeDee Lamb, I would have numbers like CeeDee Lamb. I understand that from Brandon Ayuk. So at the bottom line, to me, it just sounds like the 49ers don't want to meet him at his number. And that to me is like, damn, we're not going to take care of our own. I've heard arguments all the time. We're Niner fans for many, many years. You got to take care of your own. You got to do it right, man. You got to do your players right, man. You groom them, you play them, you develop them. And now we're not going to, now the Niners don't want to do that. Apparently they're willing to take phone calls, engage interest on Brandon Ayuk because they're a wide receiver out there that could step in from day one and produce like Brandon Ayuk. Is Rome Odunze ready for that?
I mean, I think Rome's pretty sweet.
Is it Donnie Mitchell ready for that?
I think from day one, pretty sweet.
To produce at a high level?
I don't think they need him to be a 1,400-yard guy. So, like, to me, like, I look at Debo's rookie year, and I'm like, that's really the template that I'm looking for. I mean, if you can give me 700, 800, 900 yards, you know, and I think Jennings could fill in, and I spread the ball around, and I'm just trying to I sound like I'm caping up for the trade.
No, stop worrying about that.
I'm just trying to compartmentalize what it's going to look like.
No, we're having a conversation. Don't worry about that. You're in your own head. What was the conversation walking out of the Super Bowl that we had?
Well, the quarterback just didn't have enough time and didn't make enough plays.
Not so much about that, but it was the vertical passing game.
Yeah.
We said the vertical passing game is behind. They need to somehow, some way, reinvigorate this vertical passing game, modernize the vertical passing game, the drop back passing game. And for our drop back quarterback in Brock Purdy, we're going to trade his number one target. And that's going to limit that. Like, I hear you don't need the same production as Brandon, but where else are you going to get that production outside? in the NFL. We saw this in the Super Bowl. We saw it in the playoffs. We see it all the time. You got to make throws at the end of the day. You got to make big plays in a pass game. They use George Kittle in these big games to block a lot.
I know. I don't love that.
So that's one weapon that you're not throwing to. You got Deebo Samuel, and we saw what the Super Bowl presented. We saw what the playoffs presented. They won a game without Deebo, basically, in the playoffs. All right? And I love Deebo Samuel, but he's not a pure wide receiver. We know it.
But
there's injury concerns with him all the time with the way that he plays. Mm-hmm. So I'm baking into the fact that Deebo's going to miss three games. Like, that's just in my head. It's like, Deebo's missing three, at least. So now you got Juwan Jennings. You got Chris Conley. And can Chris Conley do this at a high level consistently? 60 to 70 snaps a game every single week for 18 weeks plus the playoffs. I don't know.
Well, I think this has a big 2019 feel where when they drafted Deebo, they also doubled down and drafted Jalen Hurd. And it didn't work out, but it did for Deebo. It was awesome for Deebo. Deebo basically was a first rounder. He was such a high. I'm looking at that. They're probably going to have 31, right? They're going to have their own, which is the late 50s pick, a third rounder. If they can get a second.
Well, the second is 63.
There you go, 63. What did I say, 50s? So if they can get a second rounder and a second third rounder, which I know they have a zillion third rounders, now you can move up and down and do a lot of different things. So to your point about one guy, see, I think I'm taking two wide receivers with my top five picks. And then I could still draft an offensive lineman. I'm still looking at, because I think linebacker and safety are still issues, or cornerback, wherever you want to, you know, DB, you know. So I think they're looking at this like, I want to come out of the first three rounds with like five guys, six guys, the guys we want. And so I could spread that money out and be half the salary of what I'd be paying this year for Brandon Ayuk and walk away with five or six guys from this draft.
Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, move the sticks. He's really tapped in. I like his work a lot. He's looking at possible teams for an Ayuk trade, and he keeps coming back to the same two.
What are they?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
17.
And the Indianapolis Colts.
Huh.
The Colts have the 15th overall pick.
Uh-huh.
They have the 46th overall pick, which is the 14th pick in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
They have a third round pick, 82 overall, 18th pick in the third round. And then they have a fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh.
So if I said to you, forget 15, let's just take that off the board for right now. 46 and 82. You find out they get dealt. Brandon Ayuk gets dealt for that second and that third rounder, and then they package those to move around. But just that trade alone, because you know that they'll do something with those picks. They're not executing 17 picks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.